As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi friends, my name is Joey Kidney, and welcome to the Happy Times Podcast. I hope you enjoy.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
I get tired, like, super easily. Which sucks, because I love going through life. I love living life. I love spending time with my family. I love spending time with my girlfriend. And it's not that I don't enjoy my time. It's not that they exhaust me. It's just at the end of the day, I just feel completely drained. I always say to my friends that, like, hey, let's hang out. Like, I'm either really good in the morning when my testosterone's high and I'm up and I'm ready to go. But let's not hang out between 2 and 5 p.m. because I completely crash. Everything in me just crashes. And I could never, ever, ever figure out why. I could not understand why this happened until I started reading this book about empaths, right? And I was talking to my therapist. This was probably like two to five months back, and I was talking with her very openly about how I was feeling, and randomly I would just get tired throughout the day, and she was like, well, you're probably an empath. And I was confused. I was like, okay, first off, I don't know what that is, and I feel like you're saying the word wrong. And she wasn't. And I started reading this book that she recommended me. I think it's called the Empath Survival Guide. And it talked all about empaths. It talked all about, you know, why we feel the way we do and everything like that. And let me just quickly look up a proper definition for you so I don't mess it up. I know how to explain it, but I don't know how to explain it to somebody else. Empaths are highly sensitive individuals who have keen ability to sense what other people around them are thinking and feeling. And so basically, in my sense, what that means is that I can walk in a room and I can understand and I can feel when somebody's sad. I can feel somebody's weight of their own emotions. And for me personally, I think that's what gets me really tired. You know, I wake up in the morning and I get up before my girlfriend in the morning. And the reason why is one, I'm really excited to live life. I'm also a morning person. But the main reason is because I can have some me time. And it's not that I don't like spending time with her. That's not what I'm saying at all. It's time where I'm able to think for myself. You know, this empath switch that I have is not an on and off yet. I'm still working on it. Right now, it's always on. So when I'm with somebody, I'm always handling their emotions. I'm always thinking to myself, okay, how can I solve this person? How can I make life easier for them, even if it's going to make it harder for me? I'm always thinking like that. And it's great, but it also sucks. You know, it's a gift, and it's also a curse. Which is hard, but I think it's a really beautiful thing that I'm able to help people, and I'm able to help myself and everything. So I get up earlier in the morning, and I do my own thing, and I'm able to get a lot of my work done. And it's really cool now because a lot of people who listen to my podcast or watch my videos or follow me on Instagram or anything are actually international. So when I wake up, their day has already started or it's ending. And it's been always my dream to like get up and start working in the morning and actually like be productive and see people and talk to people in the morning and meet other morning people. And that was never the case until I started gaining this audience that is international, which is really neat because I finally feel like I'm at home. And I wake up and I do my own thing. And then I get ready for the day. I do my workout. I take my dog out. I feed him. I do all that stuff. I edit my videos. I post and everything. And then I'm ready. And then I'm ready. And this sounds like a job. This sounds like a negative thing. But I'm ready to handle my day and handle the people that I meet. Because in my head, I don't want to talk to somebody if I'm not actually there. And I have a really hard time doing that. So between the hours of 2 and 5, I don't talk to me. Because I'm going to have a hard time paying attention. And I'm sorry. I feel so bad. But that's just the way I have been for a very long time. That's the way I've always been. I never understood it. Like, I remember when I first had to explain this, it was with one of my ex-girlfriends, and we were driving, and every single time in the car we were driving, and it was always between 2 and 5 p.m., and I would just be silent. And I had to explain to them, I was always like, I need this alone time. I need this time to just shut up. I need this time to shut up because I'm always thinking. My brain is always on and it never turns off. And the only way I can get it to turn off, because I can't manage it right now, is when it shuts off on its own, when it gives up, when it's out of power. And so I take those hours in my day, and I don't know if anybody out there can relate. I take those hours in my day and I sit and I basically meditate. Without actually meditating, because I'm somebody with ADHD, and I can't just go and sit in a dark room and look at a wall or close my eyes and focus on my breathing. I'm just not that type of person. My meditation is more while doing something else, so I can. I'm still using my brain. I understand that, but it's in a way that is super relaxing and comforting for me when I'm not thinking about the one thing that's stressing me out, or when I'm not thinking about work or something like that. That's when I really get quiet and I get my time to really enjoy who I am and what I like to do. And I find myself forgetting things a lot as well. And that's really tough. I always get asked about my childhood, you know. What did you do as a kid? How were you as a kid? What did you like? Do you like this? And I never remember. I can never remember my childhood. I can never remember anything. Because I'm always so turned on, not in a weird way, turned on all the time about working and helping other people and helping myself and feeling certain things and feeling like I always need to be on and doing something, that I forget like where I am, that I forget what I'm doing, that I forget everything. And that's really hard. I remember this one time I was in Calgary and I was working with GMC. And they brought us out to this ranch, and it was super, super fun. It was really, really cool. And we got to actually ride horses. And I had no idea if I was scared of horses or not. Now, this was a big problem for anybody, right? This is a huge problem for me because I was like, okay, hold on. I'm about to go do this thing on this 1,500-pound, 700-pound, I don't know how heavy a horse is. This could be $100,000, could be a $1 million horse. Who knows? His name was Tycho. And so I always sang, my AP going Tycho, my mama bad like Michael. I sang that, but I walked up to him and I shoved my hands right near his nose, like not in an aggressive way. Like I didn't punch him in the face, but I was like, hey, smell me. We're going to be best friends. Okay. We're going to be nice. We're going to do this. And I hopped on this horse and I was riding, and the instructor, the horse person, I don't know what you call them. I feel really bad. I don't know his name. He came up to me and he was like, whoa, you've rode before. And I was like, sure. No, yeah, I've done this before. No, it was my first time. I had no idea. This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes. It was amazing. It was an amazing experience. And that's where me forgetting who I am and what I do and everything that who I was, and me just forgetting really came into play and actually helped me for one time, because I got off this horse and I texted my dad. I was like, "Well, look what I just did. I rode a horse." He's like, "How'd you do that?" And I'm like, "What do you mean? Like they taught us how? Like we just hopped on and went?" And he's like, "No, you've been afraid of horses your entire life." And my response to that was, "Oh, I forgot. I didn't know. My bad." And so that's the one time that I can remember. I remember that vividly, which is interesting, because I do forget everything, but I remember that. And our brain actually stores positive memories. I hope you know that. You know, it's always so easy to think of negative ones, because that's never been hard. It's never been difficult to create something negative. It's never been difficult to not try or to just give up, right? That's easy. That's easy to do, but it's hard to keep going sometimes. And when we do, we kind of we remember that, you know? So that experience of riding a horse could be something very traumatic for me, but I turned it into a positive because I forgot, right? Because I wasn't so focused on the negative aspect of it all. I was still nervous. I was still scared, but I hopped on that bad boy and I rode it like a pro. I hope that's not clipped. That sounds wrong. But I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun, and it connects to being an empath. And as I'm reading this book more and more, I'm not done yet. I'm a really, really slow reader, especially with ADHD. I'm always like looking at other stuff, but I'm really intrigued by it. So if anybody's an empath out there who has any comments or concerns or even more information to send me, please DM me on Instagram at Joey Kidney. And I genuinely want to know. And I'm also curious to see what you guys are, right? There's so many different types of empaths and how we feel in different ways. And I think it's really important to understand how you feel and how you're thinking. You know, we know so much about what's on the outside of our body, what's out in this world, how we're not doing good enough job to sustain this world and society and everything. And that's something that needs to be talked about. What also needs to be talked about is in here. You know, how do you feel? And that's where I want to really become an expert in with myself and share that journey with you, because we spend so much time focusing on the negative, how we're doing wrong and how we can improve, that we forget to go inward and figure out, why do we feel this way? You know, why do we feel so much guilt? Why do we feel so much negativity? Why? What makes us happy, right? And so when I go through my days and I'm tired at 2 to 5 p.m., that doesn't make me sad. I don't wish I had more energy. You know, there are times where I'll have like a show or I'll do something or I'll be hanging out with friends and I wish like, oh, I wish I had more energy. You know, I wish I could be there for my friends. I wish I could be there for this time, you know, but I forget the times that I'm always there for my friends. I forget the times at 2 a.m. that I'm up when they text, I'm up when they call, I'm up, I drive to them, I pick them up, I do whatever I need to do to be there for them. Those are the times that we can't forget. Those are the times that you need to remember. Those are the times that matter, right? And it's okay to turn off your brain every now and then. So if you're out there and you're relating to this, it's okay to turn off your brain. It's okay to think and to not to think. To take your time and understand who you are on the inside and just think about absolutely nothing. I think that's really important for all of us, is to take some time to think about ourselves every now and then. And so I get tired throughout the day from just talking to people, because I'm constantly trying to figure out who they are, what their feelings are, what their emotions are. Am I making them better? Am I making them worse? I'm always trying to think about that. And I always thought of that as maybe a negative thing, like I'm always putting people before me. But I think it's what I'm meant to do here. And I know that sounds so silly and so spiritual or whatever, but I'm not even thinking about it like that. I'm thinking about it like I enjoy it. I love doing it. I love helping people. I love being there for somebody. I love trying to understand somebody. And I just need my 3 hours of shut off time, because I don't shut off when I sleep. I need to work on that as well. So there's a few things I want to work on. I do want to work on managing it. So maybe I can take my 2 to 5 p.m. and make it like during when I sleep, right? Instead of making it when I need to be awake and, you know, need to be cooking dinner or something. And there's so many times when my friends will be talking to me and I'll just shut off. And it just switches off. And they think I'm being rude. And I'm not trying to be. I'm not trying to not be there. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just off. I'm happy. I'm content. I'm just not there. Well, I'm there, but I'm just not thinking about a situation. I'm not thinking about, okay, how do I solve this? I'm actually there. I'm enjoying my time there. I'm standing there. I'm with them. Because there's so many times where I'm standing in a room full of people and my mind is everywhere but the actual moment. And that's hard for a lot of people to understand, because when we go to a party, when we're talking to somebody else, some people are looking you dead in the eyes and listening to every single word that you're saying. And I feel so guilty that I'm not doing the same. But people are built differently, because they may be listening, and that may be the greatest skill that they have. But the greatest skill that I have is feeling. It's feeling what they say, not just with the words, but with their body. And so just because you don't have a superb listening skill doesn't mean you're not talented or not worth it. You're still providing something to the conversation when you're feeling. So if you're like me, you're not broken. You're just listening. You're still learning. So I hope that makes sense. And I hope maybe somebody out there can relate to this. But thank you guys very much for listening to the podcast. It means the world to me. We actually lost our sponsor because we get a little bit too real on this podcast, which is a little bit unfortunate, but it really means a lot to me that you guys are still listening and still out there. So all the love to you. We have been insanely growing as a family together, and it's truly, truly amazing. And honestly, like, it makes me really emotional. It makes me feel warm and like I belong, and I owe a lot of that to you. So thank you for supporting me on my merch store. We are so overwhelmed, but in the best way possible. And thank you. So thank you guys very much for listening. My name is Joey Kidney. Stay you, stay beautiful. And I'll talk to you guys next time. Okay.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.